Well, hello guys. Hey, just finished eating a yum-yum. Anybody know what they are? But here's another nail in the coffin for the UK police. Here's a male police officer that has served for 10 years. This is in Dorset, the UK. Now, he stopped a youth that was suspected of assaulting two people. One of them was an elderly man. But the youth resisted arrest, and the constable brought him to the ground. And when he went to the ground, a knife fell out of his waistband. Not the policeman, the youth. Apparently the officer swore a couple of words at the guy while he was wrestling with him. But it was deemed excessive force. Much better just to talk with him and get knifed in the bloody stomach. And because of that, he was fired. For not showing courtesy and respect to the youth. As I said, he won a few awards for policing in the 10 years he was with the Dorset Police. Means nothing, of course. When you're trying to restrain somebody with a knife, it can get a bit dangerous. There's no real time for courtesy. And who made a statement on this and actually got him fired? This femon here. This is a deputy chief constable. Yeah, right. Earned her position for years and years on the beat, taking her life in her own hands every day. Bullshit. And that's what happens when you get femons into the police force. It turns into wokeness, which makes the police force weak and gives more rights to the criminals. This femon probably doesn't know anything about policing really whatsoever. Many thousands of years ago, who made sheriffs? Who made police? Males did. Males policed males and made laws for it to be safe for everybody. And this is what happens when police femons get into the force and get promoted. They turn the police force into a joke, where all criminals have the upper hand, and probably doesn't realise how dangerous it is to be policing on the streets of the UK today. So this youth has learnt it's okay to threaten people and assault people, and they will surely do it again. So basically they threw this male police officer under the bus to promote wokeness. These type of femons have made the police force in the UK a laughingstock. And they are completely out of touch with the reality of what's going on. The police force is supposed to stop criminal activity. And when see criminals doing something, they arrest them. Not take them down for a McDonald's and a cup of tea. Apparently a lot of policemen are leaving the force. These are obviously real policemen that don't agree with the way it's being run. It'll only get worse if more femons become police officers and get fast-tracked for promotion. And femons have the same exact effect. And femons have the same exact effect in the army, in the military. So God helps all. Take it easy, guys.